Once again, it's Commander Todd from WFAQ LP McGuireville, your community radio station at 101.3 FM. And it is my pleasure once again to introduce you to the coach of the East Troy High School football Trojans. It's Coach Jens. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing excellent, Todd. How are you doing today?
I am doing splendid, as always.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I don't know if I would say I love the weather anymore. It's so hot and dry, but I mean, I guess I'm not going to complain. It's sunny outside.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that. It's, you know, the drought is in full effect. But
yeah, or we got a practice field that's looking like a parking lot right now. It's so dry. So
yeah, let's get caught up. Week four.
Yes, sir.
Playing the Jefferson Eagles. Tough game.
Yeah, it was a close one.
A great
one.
Game, though.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, if you're a fan in the stands, you definitely got your money's worth.
Got your money's worth, for sure.
So,
it's caught up. What was the score again?
49-33. So, high scoring affair. You know, we wish it was a little bit closer and going in our favor, but each week we keep getting better. You know, you can see it on the field. Our offense is starting to click a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defense, we're still getting into the right spot. You know, we're schematically, you're doing things a little bit faster. So our guys are starting to get a little bit more comfortable. You know, we do run a little bit more of a complex defensive scheme. So I think as the guys continue to play in the scheme, get used to it, we'll continue to see an improvement each week.
Been noticing that.
Yeah, no, and I think too, like the coolest part about all of it is each week is such a big jump, and the kids are, you know, you have a kid that you saw or you met for me in June, and now you see him at the end of September, and it's like, we got some football players now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, super, super excited for the rest of the season with these guys. They just keep getting better. So,
yep. Let's talk a few highlights and a few instances in the game itself, okay? So early on, I saw you guys drive down and score, and then another long drive, and you lost it on downs.
Yep.
Down in the end zone. You were down on the one and then lost it on downs there. Couldn't get it across the goal line. What was the decision there instead of possibly going for the sure thing, the points, the field goal,
yeah,
instead of going
no,
for
no, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you kind of watched our, as you've watched all of our games, we like to be really, really aggressive on offense. And, you know, my mentality is, you know, if we're going to be that close, you know, I want to punch it in. I got full confidence in the offensive line and our running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another part of the growing pains that we kind of go through is finishing drives. And, you know, if you look at it as we've gone through each week, we've slowly been able to get better with our red zone percentages. Obviously, we wish we would have punched it in and, you know, scored some points there. But I love being aggressive. We're going to continue to be aggressive. We got a great play caller in Mike Slattery, and, you know, 100% trust in him that he's always going to make the best call possible. So I feel confident putting play calling in his hands and putting the ball in our quarterback's hands. Braden does a great job too. So
saw some great defense too. An interception right after that, and a drive and a score. And then you tied it at 7 right there.
Yeah. So
early on, that was great.
Yeah, sticking out is Mr. Jacob Burke, leading the conference right now in interceptions. Doing an excellent job back there for us at free safety. You know, he stepped up a little bit, plagued with the injury bug right now. Down just kind of a handful of starters. So hoping we can get some of those guys back maybe this week or hopefully the week after is kind of what we're looking at. So he's done a great job kind of sliding over and helping out a little bit more on offense. But yeah, no, he's done an excellent job on defense, and he knows where the football is.
Love to see that. Special teams. Some of the best I've seen. Looking good this year. Big gain. Called back after a penalty. And then a stuff and a loss after that. It was great to see. The special teams are really excelling. Returning one. Did you guys return one, I think?
Yeah.
I think it was a field.
A punt.
Was it a punt or a kickoff?
I think it was kickoff.
A kickoff ran all the way back.
Yep, it was exciting. And that's the thing is anytime that you have, you know, a younger team, and you can ask anybody this at any age or level, is nobody loves this play special teams. And when you're a really, really young team, it is really hard to sell, hey, let's really get after it on special teams. And, you know, the guys, like I said, each week is improvements and buying in and growing as a team. And yeah, I think we took our biggest leap last week with that unit.
So who coaches special teams?
Coach Weber. So Coach Kalen Weber, he's done an excellent job for us, you know, working with.
Kudos to him.
Yeah. No, I mean, all of our coordinators, I'll shout out Coach Hurdle as well. I don't want to leave him off, our defense coordinator. But, you know, all three of them do an excellent job. You know, it's kind of rare at the high school level that you have a head coach that isn't one of the three coordinators or a play caller. You know, just being in my first year learning the ropes of this things, I've been really able to lean on those three. Yeah, I can't really say I'd be very successful without them. So,
yeah, got to be player of the game. Connor, 2 touchdown passes, 70 yards long pass, and another 49-yard
Yeah. He's a kid. He won our Trojan of the Week award yesterday. And
well-deserved.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a matter of time for him. We've seen him in practice do exactly what he did on Friday night. So I think it was really, really fun to see him put that on Friday night. You know, we think about him being a sophomore and Braden being a sophomore, and you know, most of our O-line running backs and other weapons being sophomores. It's going to be really, really fun to see them continue to play together and grow and just, you know, take another step each week. And, you know, I think it's going to be from Golubowski to Sickler is going to be something you kind of get used to in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Great to see the growth.
That's right.
Okay, Coach, I have to ask about a play that was late in the second quarter. You guys were all set to go kick a field goal. You drove it down into the red zone, and then you called a timeout.
And you all huddled and then changed your mind and went for it on fourth down. What was your thoughts
on that decision?
Yeah, so as much as I love Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, I don't love to go for it on fourth down every single time.
No. It seems that way.
we have an excellent kicker, freshman Ashton Swan. He's going to be a really, really talented kicker over the next couple years. He's good from that range, so that's why we sent out the field goal unit. Mm-hmm. Due to a couple injuries, we didn't have the necessary guys we needed. So normally, you know, we have 2-3 deep. So we were down to our fourth string in a couple or two different spots.
Oh my.
So once we realized that we didn't have the right personnel, we decided to throw the offense back out there instead of scrambling and having somebody play a position they never played before. So we kind of coached some guys up on the sideline quick to get through the rest of the game. Obviously, it'll be nice this week. We have a full week to kind of get that, you know, straightened for them. So yeah, you run into those every once in a while and you got to coach on the fly, and that's what makes football fun.
Okay, I had to ask.
No, I understand. I kind of got some weird looks too from some of the players on the sideline, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we just don't have the guys right now." So,
let's talk about week 5 coming up.
Yeah, so this week on Friday we're playing over at Edgerton High School. I believe they're also a school that's doing the Huddle TV. So if you want to find our game, you can go that way, or like I say every week, come find us in person. Mm-hmm. So that'll be at Edgerton High School at 7 p.m. for kickoff. A very, very talented team. Really, really big up front and physical. Very, very talented skill players. You know, quarterback coming back from last year as a first team all conference guy. You know, some skill guys on the offensive side of the ball too. Wide receiver and running back and returning all conference. So we got a very, very talented team. You know, we're going to go take on Friday. And again, you know, we keep saying it every single week, it's just another opportunity to get better. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to having our guys go over there and competing, and just another opportunity to put our Trojan football brand on the field.
Okay. And where can people find out more?
People can find out more on all social media platforms. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X at East Troy Football.
Okay. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you once again. Coach Jens from the East Troy High School Football Trojans. Go Trojans.
Go Trojans.
Good luck.
This has been Commander Todd speaking with Wyatt Jens, head coach for East Troy High School Football, coming to you from Nation's Music Source, WFAQ, LP, Maguatago, 101.3 FM on your radio dial.